Hello, my name is Tatiana. Thank you for calling customer service. How can I assist you with your account today?
Well, yeah, so I've got my credit card statement, and I see where y'all charged me three times for something I didn't get.
Okay, sir, could you please provide me with a zip code so I can locate the account?
It's 39153.
Thank you so much. And could you please tell me the first and the last name that's on the account?
David Bryant.
All right. Thank you so much for the information as well, sir. Now, for security purposes, could you please verify the address that we have on file for you?
Well, I mean, what's this company y'all have?
Okay, sir. I am a third-party call center, and we handle different companies. Within those companies, we do sell products such as skincare, dietary, CBD, and male enhancements. And once I get you to verify the address that's on file, I will be able to assist you with your account because we do want to make sure that we are talking to the correct person.
All right, it's 214 White Oak Avenue, Raleigh, Mississippi.
All right, thank you so much for the information, sir.
If this is the bio enhancement.
Yes, sir, the bio enhancement, labs.
See, I told them that I wanted that canceled. I called the day after I got it and tried it, but it upset my stomach real bad, and I told them I wanted to cancel it. They told me that they would have it canceled within 2 weeks, and I'm still getting bills for it. I want my money back on these three billings, because, I mean, I haven't received nothing else from y'all.
Okay, so you called us in, and you asked us to cancel, and we said we would cancel it within 2 weeks?
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Okay, sir. Give me one moment. Let me go.
And the woman that I talked to told me that my free trial period wasn't over, but before it was over, they would have it canceled. So they had 2 weeks free trial period, and after the 2 weeks, I would be billed the 89 and the 87, and or whatever it was, 87.43 and 89.65.
Mhm. All right, sir. Give me one moment so I can take a look at the account, okay? One moment.
All right.
I'm still here, sir. I'm just looking at the notes on your account, okay?
All right.
All right. First and foremost, sir, I do see on August the 28th, 2020, where you order our bio enhancement labs, Vigorex trial for $6.59, as well as the bio enhancement labs testo vitality trial for $7.49, sir. I also see where you go back to it, called us in on September the 8th. We explained the trial. We extended your trial for a full 30 days. And we advise the customer to call back between September the 22nd through September the 26th. Customer agreed.
I told her that day, go ahead and cancel it. I did not tell her to extend it no 30 days. I told her I wanted to cancel this subscription.
All right, sir. Give me one moment. Let me go back and listen to that phone call. Give me one moment, okay? Because you told her to cancel, I do want to see why she didn't cancel the account. So just give me one moment, okay?
All right. Well, why am I still getting billed for something I don't get?
Sir, let's see. Go back to it. Now, she did explain the terms and conditions, but I'm going to re-explain them. In the terms and conditions on the website, it states that once you pay your state shipping handling fee, you will begin a trial. If you don't like it, you have to call back within your 14 days to get it canceled.
Right. And I did that.
Yes, sir. I understand.
I did that. And I told I just want y'all to make it right.
Yes, sir. No problem. But I just want to listen to the phone call, sir. It will be less than 3 minutes, okay?
All right, go ahead. Go ahead. All right.
Yes, sir. One moment. Okay, I'm still here, sir. I'm still here.
All right. I have a copy of that phone call too. I mean, I just looked in my. I saved it myself, and I heard myself say, "I want to cancel the subscription like 3 or 4 times."
Yes, sir. No problem. Just give me one moment, okay? One moment. Okay, I'm still here, sir, okay?
I'm all right.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Well, you said 3 minutes. It's been 3 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Well, you told me it's going to take 3 minutes.
Okay, sir. And I do apologize that it's taking longer than expected, but I'm still here.
Well, I just want my refund back on my money. That's $170, $160 something.
Okay, yes, no, sir. Yes, sir. I am going to assist you the best way I can. Okay.
Well, what's taking so long? You told me 3 minutes.
Okay, sir. Yes, sir. I did. I did hear where we explained 30-day trial period, and we did tell you to call back between September 22nd to get it canceled, sir.
I told her that day during that phone call, I have a copy of it myself that I wanted to cancel the subscription.
Okay, sir. Now I can get the account canceled out for you, sir. I'm going to get the account canceled out for you, sir. Sir.
What now? What's up, ma'am?
I can barely hear you, sir. It's breaking up.
Okay, what about now? Hello?
Yes, sir.
I mean, what did you just say?
I'm going to get the account canceled out for you, sir, so you don't have to worry about any future charges or any future shipments.
Well, I mean, what about these two payments that I shouldn't have to pay? I mean, I've canceled it within the trial period.
We extended the trial period out for you, sir.
I did not ask her to extend the trial period. I told her to cancel it that day because I did not want to get billed to $89 or whatever. And she told me that, y'all got a copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to have been canceled the last time I called.
Okay.
I do have records of it.
You said you called us to get the account canceled, and we told you we're going to cancel the account within 2 weeks.
That's what the lady had said.
No, sir. That's not how we follow protocol, sir. When we asked to extend that trial, you agreed, and we extended it.
I did not. I told her, no. I'll call the credit card company.
Sir?
Ma'am.
Sir, your phone is breaking up.
I said, I'm going to call the credit card company. What's she about going about it that way?
Sir? Your phone is breaking up really bad, sir. You sound
broken. Ma'am, I got 4G LTE. I got full service.
Okay, sir. Now, I didn't say you had bad service, sir. I just said your phone was breaking up. I didn't say you had bad service.
Okay. Why are y'all billing me on 10/8/20 and 10/02/20, $89.65 and $87.43?
Mm-hmm.
And then here's another one. There's two for $32.25 on 8/31/20. And then again on 9/1/20, there's another one for $26.88. And then on 9/2/20, there's another one for $53.75.
Sir, we did not bill you all those times. Only time I see we billed you was the month of August, which was $7.49. We billed you the out-of-trial fee, sir, which was in October, sir. And... Well, I'm going to go back to it because we extended that trial for you, sir.
Why not? No, I did not ask to have the trial extended. I said I wanted to cancel it before I got billed the full price for that shit. I mean, and I don't know where y'all getting. I said extended. I said I wanted to cancel it.
Okay, sir. I am going to get your account canceled out, sir, for you. And I am going to give you... One moment. I'm going to get your account canceled out for you, so let me go and get the account canceled. And I am going to provide you with a cancellation number confirming that your account has been canceled, sir. Okay,
well,
so let
what
me...
What about this payment, $87.43 and $89.65?
Sir, I am going to assist you, sir. Just let me get the account canceled out first. Okay, sir. I got the account canceled out for you. Now, I am going to provide you with this cancellation number to confirm that it's been canceled. Not only that, sir, I am going to send it through your email. Okay? I'm going to send that number to your email that I have on file for you, okay?
All right.
All right. That cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 248-3042. Okay?
Now, I need to write that down.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
Give me one second.
Yes, sir. Let me know when you're ready.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, C as in Charlie, 248-3042. Okay, that's the cancellation number.
C C-248-3042.
Yes, sir, that is correct. That is the cancellation number, and that's confirmed that it's canceled, sir. Another thing about the charges, sir. Now, normally we do not tamper with those charges, sir, but I am going to give you a 35% refund, sir, because when I follow the notes, and it does state that we extended the trial for you. So I am going to give you a 35% refund for both of those charges. And your account
I want the full refund because I told her I wanted to cancel it on the last phone call. I have a copy of it. I mean, go back and listen to it. Y'all have a copy of it.
All right, sir. Give me one.
I told
moment.
I did not want. I told the woman I talked to. I said I do not want to get charged for the full price for this product because it doesn't work. I mean, I don't want it.
Mhm. Yes, sir.
Thanks. I just want my full refund back on it, except for the trial price, the $6 shipping price thing.
Yes, sir, no problem. Give me one moment, okay?
All right.
Let me see if I can get you a greater refund. Give me one moment. Yes, sir, I'm still here.
All right, I'm still waiting. Ma'am, on y'all's
all
advertising,
right,
it says, ma'am, on y'all's advertising,
yes,
it says, pay the shipping, and you know, that's all you had to pay, and if you wanted to cancel out, call within the 2-week period, and I did that, so I didn't want to get billed just $89 and $87 but price tag for that stuff, because I don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I called. You said y'all had it on file while I called. How come I'm still getting billed $89 and stuff?
Because
I mean, I want a full refund on that because I told them I will send this product back, and that's false advertising on y'all's part.
Okay, sir. Now on the notes, every time we take a call with the customer, we notate the account on what happened, sir. And on the account that was notated on September 8th, 2020, it We said customer called in regarding trial. We explained 30-day trial period, advised customers to call back between September 22nd through September 26th. Customer agreed, explained terms and conditions after trial period. Customer understood.
No, I told her I wanted to cancel this order. No, I said I wanted to cancel it right then. I don't want to get billed at full price for something I'm not going to use. I told her to cancel it. I didn't say nothing about extending it. She tried to tell me they would extend it for 30 days or 14 days. I said, no, cancel it now. Because I didn't want to have to pay $89 and $87 price tag for something I'm not going to use. I mean, who would? I want my money back on my car.
Yes, sir. I am trying to assist you the best way that I can. Okay?
Well, I mean, y'all want to get the woman apparently wrote a wrong note down when I told her that I wanted to cancel it. That's what I told her, to cancel the order.
Okay. Yes, sir. No problem, sir. I did go to my support team, asked them for a greater refund, and they did advise me to give you a 50% refund, sir, because by the notes on the account, it does say that you agreed to extend the trial.
I want to hear why I said I agreed to it. I did not tell her I wanted to agree to the trial. I told her to cancel my subscription to this stuff because I don't use it. I wanted to cancel it, not extend it.
All right, sir. Give me one moment.
Hey, can I get your name and where you stand with this company?
Sir? My name is Tatiana.
Who am I talking to?
Tatiana.
How you spell it? Just spell it for me.
T-A-T-I-A-N-A.
T-A-T-I-A-N-A?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Look, y'all just give me my full refund back on them last two billings y'all done on me on the 10-2nd and 10-8th.
Okay, sir. Give me one moment, okay? Okay, sir, I just talked to my support team, and they did advise me to give you a 75% refund.
Why not 100% refund? Because the product I did not use, and I wanted to cancel it within a two-week trial period. They're going to make me pay for that, and whenever it says on our website that we call within a two-week period, and then you won't be billed the full price. And I did call y'all and told them I wanted to cancel it so I wouldn't get billed the full price for the shit. I mean, and then y'all still want me to pay for something I don't even use. That's bullshit. Pardon my language, but it is.
Yes, no worries, sir. You don't have to apologize for anything because I do understand your frustration, sir. So just give me one moment. Just give me a quick, brief moment, okay? Because I do want to make you happy. So give me one moment. Okay, sir. I'm going to go ahead and issue the full refund, sir. But on the notes, it did say that you had agreed to a extended trial. But I am going to go ahead and issue that refund out to you, sir, because I do understand that you are frustrated. And I am going to give you a chance to counsel out.
I'm not frustrated. I mean, the woman, whoever took the notes last time must have wrote the wrong stuff there. I told her to cancel that order right then so I wouldn't get billed these two prices.
Yes, sir. And I do apologize about all the misunderstandings, sir. But I did get your account canceled out for you, okay?
Okay, well, what about on, like, 9-2nd of last month, the $53.75? Why'd y'all bill me that?
We did not charge you that, sir. The only time we charged you was the shipping and handling in the $89.65 and $87.43. The other charge that you are speaking of, it does not appear on your account, meaning we did not charge you that amount. But I did issue the full refund for the $87.43 as well as the $89.65. I do want to make you aware, sir, that it will take 3 to 5 business days for that charge to appear back on your account. But I did send an email to the email address that we have on file for you, confirming the refund as well as the refund amount. But those other charges, sir, I cannot assist you with those charges because we did not charge you that. We did not charge you for that amount.
All right. Well, did y'all want me to send y'all this product back?
No, sir, because it's the coronavirus pandemic, we are not accepting return products. So you can just dispose of the product as you wish.
All right. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for calling customer support, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yeah, I hope I didn't mess your day up.
No, sir. You don't have to apologize, sir. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to assist you. So you have a great day, okay?
All right, I appreciate you. Yeah, you too.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.